Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Universal Principle Hour with your host and chancellor of the Jewel University of Immortal Science for Immortal Living, Dr. Jewel Pookrum, with her co-host and Universal Principle Support Facilitator and Training, Ms. Felicia Muhammad.
Crystal greetings and welcome, welcome, welcome. We are excited and in joy to be with you this plasma on the Jewel Network, where we are committed to broadcasting the science of life, all right, and providing you with tools specifically here, this plasma, for the Universal Principle Hour, supporting us in knowing how to master math. Master math, which enables us to do what? Master math. So our topic for this plasma is, for the person who lives from the heart, change is not an issue. For the person who lives from the heart, change is not an issue. Another way of saying that is, change is not an issue for the person who lives from the heart. Oh, boy, I cracked myself up. I tell you, I truly enjoy having these conversations and sharing with you the experiences and the circumstances, the situations, the insights that I have as I am mastering the language of being, mastering the language of the universe to be the living God that I am created to be. So I've been committed for a long time in helping others to be able to know how to know why you're here, know your purpose, and guess what? Have fun or be in joy in discovering it. So you can learn from me so you don't have to make some of the same mistakes I made. My heart is filled, and I am elated to be able to be the one, or one of many, who support you in being able to have a quality of life and reclaim your body's owner's manual and be the living God you're created to be. All right, so as we prepare, what are we going to, what's the journey we're going on today? So this plasma, we have energies that are definitely supporting us to be able to sit in our heart space where we can have this conversation and, you know, be able to what? Understand and be able to embrace change as our second best friend outside of our body. Our body is our first best friend. Now, change is going to be our next best friend, because what's always happening? Change. Nothing stays the same. You're not the same person you were when you dialed in, all right? So that's how fast change is happening. So we want to support you in being able to have the tools to stay present and be able to make the necessary adjustments, changes, transformations, however you are comfortable with embracing change. We want to support you being able to know how to do that and what that looks like, and that it doesn't require you to struggle. It doesn't require you to struggle. All right? It doesn't always have to be a struggle, because I have learned, thank you, Minister Louis Farrakhan, I have learned and continue to evolve and learn that with difficulty comes ease. With diffi- difficulty comes ease. So, again, I'm committed to supporting you as much as you're willing to accept. You know, we talked about giving and receiving last week. As much as you're willing to accept my help and being able to help you to not have to make, again, some of the same decisions, the same choices that I've made, for you to be able to have the change or the transformation that you require to be able to be the living God that you're created to be and enjoy your life. So we are going to share with you some tools and some tips and help you to understand the heart. You know, we're going to help you to understand your heart, physical and the spiritual aspects of the heart. And we're going to even go into some of the emotional components of why we resist change. And what does change really mean to us? What does it really mean? And so, from my sponsors, we're going to come. Make sure you have your water. I have mine. Make sure you have your water, paper, and make sure you are or ensure that if you're at work, be in integrity. Get a man. It's time. Take a break if you want to listen to the show. All right, so you can be in integrity. And if you're at work, then listen afterwards. We allow you to do that. And if you're driving, tune up your auditory skills. Stay focused and be present. All right, so we're going to take a sponsor break. And we will be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Welcome back. Welcome back. So, are we good? The sound quality? We want to ensure that you can embrace this experience and hear clearly the words that are coming out of my mouth. All right. All right. So, all right. So this means that we will, all right, so the frequencies that are present to support us in having this conversation we are discussing, quote, for the person who lives from the heart, change is not an issue. Again, for the person who lives from the heart, change is not an issue. So the frequencies we have supporting us with our affirmation of or declaration of incarnation reads as follows. I harmonize in order to purify modeling flow. I seal the process of universal water with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of space. I harmonize in order to purify modeling flow. I seal the process of universal water with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of space. I harmonize in order to purify modeling flow. I seal the process of universal water with the galactic tone of integrity. I am guided by the power of space. So as we are preparing to have this conversation relative to change, you know, we want you to understand and know that all that your very existence requires for evolution is change. I mean, we're always changing. Nothing stays the same. And the more that we are able to honor that fact, the absolute truth of that, That's past the fact. That's absolutely true. The more babies are in a line, the perspective, the understanding, the absolute truth that everything is changing. And allow ourselves to be okay, be in alignment with that and know that that is, it is what it is, and you're grateful for it. All right? You're grateful for it. So change is to make or become different. All right? Take or use instead of. All right? It's also, it allows us to alter things, right? So when we look at this change, just think, if you didn't change and didn't grow, what would that be like? Yeah, I want you to really think about that. Because, you know, sometimes I know for sure that the things that really are most natural processes of life and ways of being, that is where some of the resistance, we hold the most resistance. We hold the most resistance when we are with the things that are really like natural to us, because we've been exposed and we've had experiences to just a lot of the programs that want to keep us in a state of thinking and being that is outside the original design of who we are. And that original design is to be a living God. And so when we look at change, why some things you don't want to change, physical aspects of change. Think about when you were, you know, even when your mother was carrying you, your mother was changing. I mean, so this change really, as I'm just sitting here thinking about it, why have I made it so complicated? Why have I made change so complicated when it is the natural state of affairs? Everything changes and evolves and grows. Everything. So let us prepare to hear from our sponsor. And when we come back, we're going to go into why do we say for people, for the person who lives from the heart, change is not an issue. We're going to talk about why do we say that and what does that really mean. So we're going to support you in being able to understand your heart and tools that can support us in embracing this change. So we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be... We'll take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the JUU University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
All right, and we're back. We're back. So we're going to shift this around a little bit. So let's share with you, how does this when we resist change, what are we really saying to ourselves? What are we really saying to ourselves when we resist change? Who is the one that is resisted? Who is the one that is resisting? And what does that mean, or what does that, what are the, okay, so I'm wanting to, I am choosing to stay, to be in alignment with the non-judgment principle. So again, remember, when we are in alignment with the non-judgment principle, we are the observer. We are neutral, all right? When we are neutral, we can look at the facts. When I say facts, F-A-C-T-S, we look at the circumstances and the information based off of the situation, all right? So we look at the facts of what we have right in front of us, all right, or the information that we have access to that's available to us. And so when we remain neutral and in alignment with the non-judgment principle, it supports us in being able to be the observer and stay in frequency, or remain a frequency that supports the bigger picture for all involved. It supports the bigger picture for all involved. And so when we resist change, guess what we're doing? And I don't know if you all have thought about it like this before, but when we resist change, and when we are in resistance, we want to be able to ask the question, that how are you withholding love from yourself when you're resisting something? I know, just really just follow me now. Think about it. Because when we look at self-love, and this is another whole topic for a show, because as many of you that continue to listen every Pep-Pad or week, and you are gaining new perspectives or other ways by which you can now look at things, with what we continue to share and support you in being able to be the living God you're created to be, have you really thought about how you love yourself? And do you know what love is? Have you asked yourself, what does that mean to you? When we say self-love, oh, I love myself. And then when we say we love ourselves, we go and reject the thing that we say we wanted, that we focus on, that we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that is in our highest good for us to be able to move forward in our life.
It's coming off.
Yes, that's a prayer pause, because on February 26, 2020, Ken 229 read Galactic Moon. Miss Felicia Muhammad said to you and gave you this point to consider, that it is now time for us to really go within our heart space, be honest with ourselves, and really observe how we love ourselves. What is self-love to you? What is self-love to me? What is that?
Because, why are you up there?
And the reason, you know, okay, so Sister Ava always says to us, that which you teach is that which you learn, need to learn, right? So with that being the case, okay, with that being the case.
But you got to pee right now?
When, as this conversation was brewing up in my spirit, within every cell, every muscle, every tissue,
okay,
every fiber of my being.
6, 7, 5, 9,
you know, I'm asking myself these questions.
Hi, Mommy.
So that's how now we're able to have this conversation with you and encourage you to look at this for yourself. And where are you? Where do you sit with this? And another aspect is, who is the you that is sitting with it? Is it you as the living God, or is it you as the mechanism or the personality, as the one that's living in First Circuit, in Reptilianville? You know, who are we talking to?
Yeah, okay.
Who are we interacting with right now? So with our capacity to really be in alignment with the frequencies present for us to be able to have this conversation with integrity and truth. In the twinkling of an eye, change, and now be able to get on a path that we're now co-creating from a whole new space and time.
My first.
Transforming things from the past, taking the wisdom of those things, and now using that wisdom to support us in being able to move forward and live from our heart space and not let change be an issue. Because when we resist change, it means we are still in the past. When we're resisting some change, we're in sad. We have some discomfort that we're resisting looking at. We're not practicing our. Well, you are practicing free will, so because it's your choice. You can stay in the past, and you can stay in resistance. You cannot look at the way things are evolving and transforming right before your eyes, and you can still stay the same. You have that right. You do have that right. Is that in the highest good? Well, we don't use the language good. Okay, is that for the highest of all involved? Is that what is going to support you to be purposeful, being the living God that you created to be, right? And is it going to support the contract? Is it going to support your original design, your reason for being? Does it support that initiative, that purpose, that pathway, that very existence, the very breath of who you are? Does that support you? The question you have to answer. That's the question I have to answer for myself. And so when we resist things that we've asked for, we know that are serving our purpose, and if it doesn't serve your purpose and you've asked for it, you might not know that until you get the result, all right? Or you know before, I mean, because your body, your best friend, definitely will let you know based off the frequency that this is not in the highest, this is not for the benefit of all, this is not going to support the big picture. It's not supporting the big picture. Your body will let you know. Now, the second section of this is, how are you relating to your body? What's your connection with your body? What is the connection? So when we look at the heart space, we have our physical heart, the literal heart, all right? So when we think about love, you know, the emotions of it and the woo-woo and the feelings, you know, feelings, the thoughts attached to a feeling. And remember what? We always say that what anytime you are thinking, the thoughts that you think, they are creating a blood quality. So when we say we love or, you know, we get into the emotion of it, this is another phase of what you want to think about when you're looking at change and living from the heart space. What is that drive? What is the motivation of this love? Is it feeding an insecurity that is within you and that now you're looking outside of yourself for someone to fill and make complete? Well, it might be for some. I've done that. I mean, how come I'm bringing it up? Been there, done that. So you no longer have to exist in that state of being. Should you choose not to? Because you are valuable to be able to have everything that you require to transform this insecurity. Every solution to your problem, every solution, and again, you'll be able to add the second point that on February 26th, 2020, Ken229, Red Collective Moon, Felicia is sharing with you, this Felicia is sharing with you that yes, one, you have everything that you need. It is now your time to change and let change be your best friend. And the second part is that you have everything, the solution to any problem is within 8 feet in front of you. The solution to any problem is within 8 feet in front of you. So we're analyzing, not analyzing, we're observing how we flow with self-love. What does that mean to us? And let's continue to polarize. And as we are discovering some, as I am and have been on the journey of discovering those areas where I surface dwell with love, meaning, you know, it's more on the surface. It's not really rooted. Seeds haven't been really planted. It's more surface dwelling. You know, so that means it's attached to some motivations and some expectations and some attachments that are out of alignment with integrity. So that might not apply to any of you all. If it does, let's journey together and transform it. All right? Let's journey together and transform it as we learn to live from my heart space and allow change never, ever to be an issue. Nor do we have to have an attitude when the change is happening. Because, again, your attitude definitely determines the blood quality. It determines the chemistry of the blood that you're creating that is flowing through every cell, every muscle, every tissue, every fiber of your being. All right? So we are looking at our relationship, our own relationship with self-love. How do we love ourselves? Because we talked about harmony in relationships, and as we discussed that, the first relationship is always with ourselves. That's the first relationship. So, oh, it's almost time to get to my sponsor again. What? Okay. So, when we come back, we are definitely going to get into the physical heart, all right, so you can really be able to connect with your body. And I'm helping you embrace that your body's your best friend. So I would love to hear from some of you who are applying some of these principles in your life and be able to help us to know how what we're doing is supporting you in being able to develop the relationship with your body, reclaim your body's owner's manual. So these just in the mind, and it all starts in the brain first. So I would love to hear from you. So if we prepare to hear from our sponsor, we're going to come back and talk about the heart, the physical heart, and we're going to get into the emotional aspects of the heart. And we're also going to help you to understand the color, the frequency, that energy field, that vortex that the heart serves as. So when we have these traumatic experiences, we want you to be really clear and know that it shows up, it affects the emotional body first. And so then when we stay in that frequency, or when we are resistant and we don't want to transform or forgive the person, the circumstance, the situation, ourselves, and we continue to hold that low vibration frequency of shame, guilt, doubt, worry, that after a certain length of time, and in that frequency, being unforgiving of yourself first and foremost, guess what? That is then how the dis-ease manifests on the physical body. It shows up in the emotional body first. So you can trace all dis-ease back to an emotional experience. All right, so let's hear from our sponsor. I'm going to drink some water. And we're going to come back, and we're going to get right into the heart. So this is my sponsor. We'll get back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates the expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Bum, 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 bum. All right. Our source is a neuron. All right, let's look at this heart. All right, so we are ready to embrace change, have change be our second best friend next to our body, because the body is living proof that change is always happening. Yeah, okay. And see, and that's just it. I'm remaining the observant. It's when you think about it, It all adds up when we just think about it and allow ourselves to just be the observer and be the little girl, the little boy. And you know how curious we were coming up? We have to have that as adults. We have to have that curiosity, that innocence. Notice I said the innocence. Because you don't want to just be nosy trying to start trauma drama. No, that's not why you want to be curious. You want to be curious with yourself first and foremost. All right? So, yes, you want to have that curiosity and that innocence and that wonderment and asking the questions and knowing you're going to get the answer. Because now we've gotten grown and we got all these other beliefs and programs and experiences that bombard and block all of our abundance that is waiting for us to just move all that out the way and walk straight ahead to receive and be the living God that we're created to be. So the heart, it sits a little bit to the left in the middle of the chest. All right. And so when we look at and when we feel our tune into our body and tune into our heart, I just want you to put your attention on your heart right now. So just put your attention on your heart. So when we put our attention on our heart, we can feel, and even some of you can even hear your heart beating. You hear the beating rhythm of your heart in your ear, right? And so you can also take your pulse and feel the pulsating rhythm of your heartbeat, all right? And when we look at the heart has a beat that is such a rhythm to it. All right, it has a harmonic control rhythm, and without voluntary beating of our heart, and you know that is something we don't control. We don't control our heartbeat. This is why it is imperative that we begin to really experience and develop a relationship with our body. And so when we are able to recognize that, and as I'm able to recognize that I have control or management or care over this temple, this shape power, and that when I observe how my systems work, I have the power to, that is a reflection of the power of who I am. Thank you. That's how this one comes to it. That it is a reflection of the power of who I am. Of who I am. Okay. So when we are looking at the heart, we're going to talk about the emotional part of the heart. So when we look at, let's look at what an emotion is. An emotion is a thought attached to a feeling. Okay. And when we think about our heart or think about love, we immediately go to the emotion of it. You know, we go to a feeling. And so emotion is something that we bring out of ourselves. So it's a movement outwards from an inside. So the root word of emotion is emover. And it means to move out of oneself. So, oh, wow, we might have a series on this topic. Yeah, we might do a series on this topic because it is really, it is significant that we begin to honor who we are and be able to rise above the emotion into the thinking of God, being the living God that we are created to be. So when we are able to recognize how and the spaces by which we are operating and navigating through, so this brings me to the point of knowing that when you are in your heart space and when you are motivated to do certain things, that this connects us to, this helps us to be able to also observe what circuit of the brain we are operating out of. All right, because the heart is a brain, the brain is a heart. They go together. Unlike some of us, relationships we don't have with our bodies, our heart and our brain work together. So let us begin to work with the brain and heart. All right? So let your brain begin to connect with and open up to your heart space, and let your heart open up to the brain. So when you have this feeling, when you have this, you know, we've heard phrases like my heart was in my boots, his heart was bursting with emotions. It made my heart skip a beat. It made my heart skip a beat, right? And she or he is close to my heart. I tell you, I had this experience the other day as we really began to, I want you to just continue to feel with your heart. Because some of us have our hearts blocked because of past experiences of hurt and, violations. And remember, there are no victims. And so we have walls, like concrete walls up around our heart, literally, where, let alone are we not letting anybody else in, but we sometimes you don't know what's going on. You don't even know how you feel. So that proves, again, that your first relationship is always with the self. It's with you. It's with me. My first relationship that I'm mastering is with me. And so I was reaching out to one of the former students that was in the university principal support group, and one of the other students came back from India. She realized what she wanted to do with her. She knew what her purpose was and what she's always loved doing, and so she got the nerve up to quit her job and do what she loved doing. You know, since 2016, she knew that this is what she wanted to do. After 2015, but she made the decision in 2016 that this is what she wanted to do. And so for the last 4 years, enrolled in the Jewel University, got a brain balance, university principles, this momentum and this building up of knowing you are the living God that you are created to be, and seeing the dissatisfaction in your life, you know, based off the choices that you make, and being a slave wage and going to a job that you really don't love doing. So she finally decided to do it, quit her job, and guess what? She went to India to become a certified, to do her teacher training for yoga. Yeah, yoga. And so she cannot be happier because she's doing what she knows that is her purpose right now. And so I was, you know, we were connecting, and so I was sharing with her a resource. This is what I do, sharing with her a resource of one of the other students who's in the same grade that she in that has yoga studio. And she wants to teach. So I made the connection, and when I went to, and I know our sponsor's like, okay, it's time for, but we're going to take it in a minute. So when I went to seek out the student who I know I hadn't connected with in a while and had been thinking about, I went to her Instagram page and saw that she just had a baby. And when I tell you, I could feel the love coming through the picture of her and the baby, I immediately fell in love. I mean, it was like, oh, and I was on the phone with the student who I was, you know, making the connection. I was like, oh, my God, she's had a baby. And I was like, oh, that's so beautiful. And I could just, I mean, literally, I could feel the love. I fell in love with the baby. I did. I fell in love with the baby. And when I finally reached out, you know, to the student who just had the baby, who has the yoga studio that I'm connecting to, other student who came from India, who is the yoga teacher, connecting them together, when I tell you, when I finally spoke with the student that owns the yoga studio, I just had to share it with. I was like, I love you and your baby. I was like, I'm so in love right now. And she was like, oh, I am too. And she was just sharing how it was such a, because this is her first child, and how she's never had love like that before. She's never experienced love like that before. And so, oh my God. I mean, I could still see, I have chills just running through my body now just as I'm speaking about it. Because, again, the love frequency, and I'm saying love, and we're talking about for the person who lives from the heart can change, issue, change is not an issue for. So if you substitute love, if you just change, take the I out, take that vowel out, put another vowel in, which is the O, and it reads, from the person who loves from the heart, change is not an issue for. Same topic, same frequency. We're staying and we're being in our heart space, and we're expanding and connecting the bridge that the heart serves, being in the center of our chest. Now we're going into some of the chakras. The heart chakra being in the center of the chest and the physical heart being a little bit to the left, we are now able to allow ourselves to make the physical connection to this emotional and this harmonic frequency, this harmonic frequency. So when we come back, we're going to go a little deeper into the frequency and the energy of the heart chakra, all right, and some of the characteristics of why the heart is in our chest, like why it's in the center. That's connecting the lower chakras to the upper chakras. It's the bridge. It's the central line of the body. It's the bridge. All right, so let's take a faucet break. I'm going to drink some water, and I'm going to breathe. You can tell I am really excited about this conversation because change is your second best friend, and it never has to be an issue whether there's change in marital relationships, change in mother-daughter relationships, work, friendships, change in your health. It never has to be an issue for us when we live in our heart space, when we love from our heart space. And that love starts, and that living starts with us, with ourselves first and foremost. So we'll be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, I've been inhaling and I've been exhaling and I've been drinking my water, and this capacity for us to recognize that as we live and love from our physical heart, our emotional heart, our mental heart, our cosmic heart, our universal heart, that it is why. That's why we can have the solution to any problem see within 8 feet in front of us. The solution to any problem 8 feet in front of us as we continue to practice loving and living from our heart space. Change does not have to be an issue. So now when we look at the fourth chakra, the heart chakra, like the energy center, and we have a plethora of chakras. We have more than eight. Okay, we have a plethora of chakras. All right, the chakra is the energy center. It's a little, it's a vortex. If you, I don't know, well, some of you all might remember. Okay, so let me just use this. Everybody can relate to this. It's like a tornado. It's when you see the wheels of the vortexes, the chakra vortexes. They open up like a tornado, you know, so it has a thin bottom and then it gets wide at the top, like a funnel. Thank you. Like a funnel. Tornado might be a little drastic for some people, might cause some triggers, be some triggers. So let's just breathe. All right, you're okay. You're in a safe space. So like a funnel. Yeah, like a funnel. All right, and it's thin. And so when the chakras are out of balance, or you have stuck places in the chakras, that's when the environment on the energetic level is subject to you being easily offended, and these holes can get in the chakras. Okay, so these holes, and this is what helps and allows these emotional triggers and reactions to get you off balance, right? So let's look at the fourth chakra. The color is green, all right? It's associated with calmness, serenity, and balance. It's located at the center of the breastbone, okay? It's also known as the center point of the seventh chakra, all right? So the name of the technical name of it is Anatta, Anatta, and it means unbeaten, unhurt. This chakra also deals with relationships. It deals with love, right? And it represents the center energy for the individual's happiness. This chakra also absorbs, and thank you, Dr. Jewel Pukra, the cosmic rays contain the information and directives of how all life forms throughout the cosmos, and especially all of the forms of life dwelling on this planet, and the information needed to harmoniously interact with all other life. Now, we have, again, this is where we're going to be taking you back to the beginning of understanding and relating to self-love in the few minutes that we have left, all right? Again, this color is green, so we're asking you to continue to, if you know you have walls up, we want you to physically wear green to remind you to open your heart and allow the heart to heal, all right? And we want you to also, if you will right now, put your hand, your right hand on your heart space. Put your right hand on your heart space and allow yourself to experience the frequency of the love that is coming from your heart space. And that you are safe. You are safe. So when we experience this love, this, and when I say love, we're not talking about where we are speaking of this self-love. So this reassurance, all right, now we want you to go to the, we want you to begin to walk up with us to the second circuit of the brain. So we want to take you out of I'm okay, because we've already helped you to know that you are okay regardless of what has happened to you. You're still here, all right, and because you're still here, you have the courage, you have an opportunity to be brave and transcend the circumstances and no longer be a victim. You are not a victim. They're a victim. And when you say, and I just heard somebody say, so you mean to tell me that me being raped, being beat up, with sex trafficking, I'm not a victim? That's what I'm asking you to really consider. That's what I'm asking you to definitely ask the question and stay out of judgment. Because, and continue to listen, because, and I want to invite you to our universal principle support group that we have on Sundays to help you to be able to understand and see who you really are and be able to align with the principles of what we focus on, expands, that's one, and that how we create our reality. Now, this goes into another whole subject and show. So come out to the Universal Support Group on Sundays at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's virtual. You can do it from the comfort and the privacy of your own space. And we will help you to be able to wrap your mind around how this thing that you once felt like a victim of, we will help you to be able to see how it was created, how you created it, and I have to say it, how you created it, and how it was allowed to happen. Because One thing about the laws of the universe is that they don't discriminate. They don't discriminate, and they apply to everyone, man, child, baby, ant, bear, lion, tiger, tree. I mean, they apply to everything. Because everything is energy. They apply to everything. There's no discrimination. So as you are being in your heart space and allowing yourself to put your hand on your heart and feel your heartbeat, you know, feel your heartbeat. And again, take this opportunity to live and love from your heart. And it could be challenging for many, all right? However, choose to be open to it not having to be challenged. Just allow yourself to just do it. Just do it. Because you've done everything else and you see the results that you've gotten that may not be the results that you wanted. So why not do this? What do you have to lose? What do I have to lose? What do we have to lose? And the beauty of this opportunity and this experience is that here at the Jewel University of the Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, we can support you in being able to understand, give you more information, help you to help your brain, because ours, you know, many of us have balanced brains. Your mirror neurons can mimic our mirror neurons to support you in being able to see this from a perspective that you may not have considered or even know you needed to consider. Because when you don't know what you don't know, you don't know. You know, I mean, really? You don't know. So be open to knowing. And simply by you having the desire to practice free will and know something different, you have a different experience. And it's a man of purpose. So as we close out this conversation of for the person who lives / loves from the heart, change is not an issue. So we can change anything that is happening in our own life, first and foremost. Now, don't be trying to go change nobody else. Do you. Work on you first. Work on you first. Work on you. And watch how everything else around you begins to change. Because that which will not be resonating at your frequency will dispel, will leave. They either gonna get with you or they gonna leave because they can't handle the frequency. If it's not aligned with their purpose, they can't handle the frequency. So, I have enjoyed having this conversation with you. Visit us at www.juis.education. Be in your heart space. Wear the color green. Put your heart and just allow yourself to see in your heart and live your life. Okay? To the best of
Thank you for sharing this hour with
you.
Us. You've been
Take
listening
care.
To the Universal Principle Support Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Jewel and Miss Felicia here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network. Hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living, Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your emails to Universal Principal Support Group, upsg@juis.education. We love you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety nor any part of this broadcast can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening. Thank you.